Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 45 of Q&A Selling Online. I am Quinn, and I'm here today to talk to you about merch by Amazon. I mentioned merch by Amazon before, and Christy down in Newfoundland wanted to know more about this program. So I decided to make this episode explaining what is merch by Amazon, what you need to do to get into merch by Amazon, and how much investment do you need. So I'll start by the end, and is the investment. The investment that you need is actually $0. You just need a bit of time for it, but that's it. So merch by Amazon is a program where they allow you to design pretty much anything that you want, as long as you don't steal that image or you don't use a copywritten sentence like Nike, just do it, you know, that kind of stuff that somebody owns. You can't use that stuff. You can't use other people's logos like Walt Disney or anything like that, or like Walt Disney character. You can't do that either. Basically, you need to own the content that you're going to upload. And this is for printing on demand, printing on t-shirts. First, you would have to create an account at Merch by Amazon to go there. So they will have to invite you to create an account. But there's ways around to get your invite. Obviously, at the beginning, they were inviting people themselves. Now you have to get yourself invited. So what you do is you go to merch. I'll just spell it for the first time. So for those of you that don't know, it is M-E-R-C-H. So you go to merch.amazon.com/landing, just like a plane landing, right? So merch.amazon.com/landing. You will see an orange button on that page that's going to say request invitation. You click there, you're going to fill in your name, your email, and pretty much that's it. They're going to ask you a couple more questions, but they are not mandatory. You don't need to have a website. If you do have a website where you're already selling t-shirts, fine, enter it there. If you don't, it's not really mandatory. And this invitation is going to go to Amazon, and sometimes it can take up to 6 months for them to invite you to enter this community. But there's also cases where it happens the same day. For instance, it took me, when I requested my invite, it took me about 4 or 5 months, and then I ended up telling my sister to do so. And when my sister did hers, the next day she had an email from Merch by Amazon saying she was approved. So this was less than 24 hours for her. So what is merch? Merch is this program that Amazon created where they allow us to send in our designs, things that we have designed, and they will print them on these t-shirts. So obviously, with the multi-billion dollars that Amazon generates yearly, they have created a huge facility where they print all these t-shirts with high quality. So basically, you send in your image, you set the price for the t-shirt. They don't do that. You set the price for the t-shirt. They will print your designs. They will ship your designs. They will do the customer service, everything. And then they will pay you royalties for your design every month up until as long as that t-shirt is up on the site, right? So if the t-shirt is there lifetime, you will collect lifetime royalties on any sale from that t-shirt. So the minimum cost of a t-shirt, the t-shirt itself, the printing, the manpower, the labor, and all costs are about $11.40 is what, and including the shipping, everything. That's the cost that Amazon has. After anything above the $11.40 that is going to cost, everything above that will go to you. So let's say if you set your t-shirt to be sold for $19.99, you are going to get about, you know, close to the $9 is going to be your royalty per every t-shirt that sells. So this is, it's the best business model out there because you have $0 investment. you're going to design something, and some people are thinking right now, but I suck at design. Well, trust me, you are probably still better than me 10 times at designing things. I cannot design a stick figure. But what I can do is brainstorm and think of some cool sentences. And let me tell you right now that my number one most sold t-shirt is just one sentence. There is no drawings, no designs, nothing. It is six words. And I enter these six words onto the front of the t-shirt. I have nothing on the back of the t-shirt, just on the front. And that is my number one best-selling t-shirt. Then I have some designs. And what I do is I find certain images that are copyright free. And for those of you that don't know, you can go to sites like, say, Pixabay. You find Pixabay, and there's others like there out there that have royalty-free pictures that you can use. And you can add, let's say, all these should have transparent backgrounds. So the image, when signing up for Amazon merch, you'll get all the information, the do's and don'ts. They'll let you know. They're going to be a size that you need to match. So Amazon is going to give you the standard size that you need. And then you're going to need something to work on these designs. And for instance, I use Adobe Illustrator. There's three different kinds of tools that you can use for this. I use Adobe Illustrator, and this is a $10 a month membership. And I already had it because I edit a lot of my designs for products that I do sell on Amazon already. That's why I use AI, and that's Adobe Illustrator. Basically, they will give you a template, and you can upload that template into your Adobe Illustrator. And then just text is just like Photoshop, just like anything else. You hit the T for text, and you start typing a sentence. You center it on the t-shirt, and that's all I did for this particular case. There are options, like I was talking about, the Pixabay, where you go to Pixabay, you find a vector file, or you find a transparent image, and you can put that image onto your t-shirt just to complement whatever sentence that you wrote. I don't know, let's say you write something like, oh, I eat like a pig, and you want to grab a picture of, like a cartoonish picture of a pig, and you put it in there. That's just a random example. I have not created a t-shirt that says I eat like a pig. Maybe I should. And that's pretty much what I have to say about merch. So it's zero investment. You get lifetime royalties as long as your t-shirt is up there. And then there's something that I'm going to mention is originally when merch started, everybody would have unlimited uploads. So let's say you would start on day one, and you could upload as many t-shirts as you wanted. This is back at the beginning. So you would create a t-shirt saying, hey, my name is Tom. Another one, hey, my name is Mary. Or, I like basketball. The next one would say, I like soccer. So you would put out 200-300 t-shirts per hour just with random sentences that didn't mean anything. And you would upload them. If they sell, fine. If they don't sell, fine as well. But nowadays, you're not allowed to just upload 2,000 or 3,000 t-shirts. What they do is they created a tier level. So you, when you start, you can upload a maximum of 10 designs for t-shirts. And then they also limit the amount that you can upload daily. So they'll allow you to upload 2 t-shirts today, 2 t-shirts tomorrow, 2 t-shirts the next day, up to 10. Then, depending of how quick you start selling these t-shirts, you will jump to the next tier. So I believe if you sell 25 t-shirts, you then are allowed to unlock the tier 25. There's also the option of unlocking next tier by age of the account, because I know somebody that has not sold many t-shirts yet, and last week, 2-3 weeks ago, something like that, she unlocked tier 25 with, I don't know, 10, 15 sales, and now is at tier 25. So all you have to do is make sure that you keep your account healthy by not doing anything that you shouldn't and start making some money. Actually, you're not allowed to lose money with merch by Amazon. I've tried it on purpose, lowering my t-shirt costs so low in order to increase sales of it, but Amazon would not allow me, so I have to profit at least 1 cent. Let's say the t-shirt is going to cost Amazon $11.51. I have to sell it for $11.52 minimum. But then again, I can sell it for $40. I can sell it for $50 if I want. I can sell it for $19.99. You choose the price depending on how much work you put into that. Some people actually pay others to design stuff for them. And there's sites like Fiverr, which I don't really recommend because for this particular case, for other situations, I do recommend. But a lot of people were using Fiverr and they would pay between $5 and $25 for a design. And they would go upload this t-shirt now with a wicked design. But at the same time, you'd never know if this is unique, if this person has designed this for somebody else before you. And then if you get a copyright infringement, then your account can be shut down. And by the time you're making $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, if you get to that point, it is very risky to get somebody to just lock your account, right? Because whatever you had made, if your account gets locked, I believe that money stays there. You don't get payments after account is locked. So what do you have to lose? Nothing but a bit of time, right? There is absolutely no way to lose money on this. You spend a bit of time, and at worst case scenario, if it doesn't work for you, at least you gain some experience, you learn something new, and you had a bit of fun designing t-shirts. Unfortunately, for the ones living in Canada, merch by Amazon is not available in Canada, meaning you can still create your account and sell t-shirts, but you cannot buy merch t-shirts in Canada because they don't ship to Canada yet. So you cannot buy your own, which is unfortunate because if I could buy my own, let's say you just started and now you're at the tier 10 where you can only upload 10 t-shirts, guess what? Buy a ton of your own t-shirts. Create design t-shirts for yourself, something that you would like yourself. Design those t-shirts and I would wear this. Bam, you design your own t-shirt, you buy it. And then you buy one for your sister, one for your brother, one for your mom, your dad, your kids. If you're part of a group, if you're part of, a soccer team, ask them if they want to get a group t-shirts. We all wear the same t-shirt with the team name and the saying. See how many people want to go in that and get, group t-shirt. I don't know if there's 20 people in your team. I know each soccer team only has 11, but there's always spares. Automatically, there's 20 t-shirts sold, right? You can go to companies and ask companies, is there a t-shirt that you would buy? How much would you pay for it? Try to find that out. Groups of, any kind of communities, you can find these groups on Facebook. You could actually contact the admin. And if there's local groups of some kind, if they want t-shirts, you can tell them, listen, I can design the t-shirt for you. The only catch is you'll have to get it from Amazon. I'll make it. You decide a price, and if this person wants to, this admin of a Facebook group wants to sell his own t-shirts, you sell them on the quality that's Amazon printing them. You just want, it's going to cost Amazon $12 or $13. You tell them for their trouble. You just want buck or two per profit per t-shirt. So, here, $15.99, and then this person can go ahead and try to sell those t-shirts at a higher price to their site members. And even if you're breaking even for those of you that just started, if you're just breaking even, you're always growing your tier. So what is best in going into, let's say, fourth quarter of 2018, and now you have 1,000 t-shirts for sale? Nothing better than that, because they're going to sell. If you have 1,000 t-shirts for sale, and if they are decent designs, you could be selling 100 of those a day or a week. And that ends up equates to being a lot of money. So remember, go out there and try it. It is absolutely free, so you have nothing to lose. So go to merch.amazon.com/landing and request an invite. Try it out and then let me know how it worked. All right. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.